This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Montiok, you feel the ground against your cheek. It's warm. Hot, in fact. As your eyes open, you assume for a moment that you may be dreaming.
It's just a dream.
For all you see is fire. Fire forever in front of you.
It's one of those fire dreams.
Behind you, unbeknownst to you, you three, as well as your companion, Jarut, sit next to the burning pits, casually tossing lost souls into the fires below. This strange human-like creature just appeared on the ground in front of you. He's wearing a cloak. He smells of cinnamon and spice and other things nice. Amontioc, you hear the spitting and disgust from behind you.
What is... Hey, get out. Come on. There's no need for spitting on anyone. Keep yourself... Ow!
What?
I was suggesting that you hold your spit in your teeth.
Hey, it's another one we should throw into the fire, don't you think?
Yes,
yeah, let's go!
I'd like to see you try. Pull if you can.
You
I am
hear
going
a,
to no fire.
You hear a boom coming from the sky above you. As a hole rips open, a tear. You recognize this tear, you goblins and demons. It is none other than your master.
Master of
demons. Goblins.
Yes, boss?
Who is this foul creature that's entered our land?
I don't know yet.
I'd just introduce myself. If you're going to call me foul, I might as well stand straight up and true to you. Here, let me just quickly little dusty do. I am Amontioc, the Skullgiver, and I have been in hells far hotter than this.
You toy with me, boy. You're in my realm now.
Oh, he's
I
gonna
know
get
not
it now.
Of me, Amontioc.
Well, you pronounced it well.
Hold on. I'm checking my sheet. You don't belong here.
Well, then that's perfect. I'll just,
oh, he's
see
a,
myself
he's a do-gooder!
Do-gooder, ow. Yes. Well, I would do good to find the stairs or perhaps some kind of dimensional rift, and I will be along my way. Is that,
no!
Yes. Does that sound mutually beneficial to
stay
all?
Stay and play for a bit.
Something has led you here. Some sort of quest. A journey, perhaps.
Yes. Yes, there is a journey. A journey that I have seen. I don't really know how long it's been taking to do, but I have completed it well
and
truly.
Oh, have you? Or you are here. What
I
remains
have not
of
completed
your journey?
What remains of my journey is to defeat Zacchaeus. Defeat his...
Oh, Zacchaeus!
Fuck him!
Yeah!
Yeah, he's totally, he sucks.
The fucking worst.
Yeah!
Yes, we all
somebody
agree.
Somebody
said it. Yeah! Yes. We're good. Now we're all fun friends on the same page. So once he is defeated, and music has been restored to the realm, and
what?
Happiness will spring like flowers.
No.
Music, bah! Happiness, bah!
Music will spring like sadness in a toilet? Is that better?
No, not at all.
No,
shit said closer, but music.
There is no music.
No music.
Joy in my realm.
Yeah, you heard the boss.
Why did they keep laughing then?
That's
mirth. It's different.
Yeah.
Anguish.
Anguish laughter.
Anguish.
It's the pleasure I get from watching people scream and have pain! Yeah!
That was
Well, there is evil music as well. There is. Have you not listened to Samhain or you know, Danzig or any of Danzig's various bands? All evil, evil music.
Oh yeah, we threw him in the pit of fire.
Yes, yes. Now, Amontia. You are not welcome here, but until you finish your journey, I cannot banish you either. Demons.
Yes?
You must not hurt this one because his time is not yet.
Oh, boss!
Wait. You, can hurt him emotionally, that's fine.
Yeah!
Just not physically. We have to return him back to his realm. In a similar condition that he is now, but he could be broken on the inside.
Oh, yeah! I like it.
That works.
We'll see if you can.
Yes.
You fun little cute demons. You're all just nice and fun. Yes. I do like the bog.
Stop it. Demons, control yourselves. Amontia.
Yes, voice?
It has become clear to me that your journey here comes with some stipulations. Apparently, according to this sheet that I have here, this urgent email that just came through.
Ooh, emails. Hate them. Don't want to check.
Upon completion of your journey, success, perhaps. Some bullshit thing known as the Gauntlet will return.
The Gauntlet? Yes, the bullshit thing known as the Gauntlet will return.
Yes. Ah! Apparently, upon reaching your successful quest and the completion of said goal bar beneath me, your show shall return for 4 uninterrupted weeks. But that is only upon successful completion of my realm.
Yeah! It shall be completed.
It's not gonna happen.
No.
No.
You can try.
Now, time they spit.
Apparently, you know not of the rules of my realm.
I'm a fast learner.
For every failure that hangs over your head, you shall lose the little bit of light that remains left in your soul.
Not my light. That's how I keep hope alive.
As the final light goes out, your death will be imminent, and you shall fail this journey. You have 10 lights that remain inside you.
And they will
no one has ever successfully completed this realm. In fact, this entire realm was designed to make you fail.
Yeah! We're gonna have so much fun! Oh yeah!
Wait.
Remember what the boss said? We can break him emotionally!
You suck!
Hey, go on now. It is perhaps. You know what? No, I will not.
Hold. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a call. I have to go. Demons, goblins, just whatever. Just don't let him complete his goal. It's fine.
Okay.
You got it, boss. Yeah.
Be as cruel as you like.
Okay.
I have seen spines take on a life of their own and kill their owner. I have watched toenails speak to one another in tongues before turning into bats and chewing on families. You think I'm afraid of your evil?
If you're not afraid, I challenge you to close your eyes.
All right.
And then I would like to fight in his general direction.
Okay, you successfully do that. I'm not even going to make you roll for that. That's just weird.
Why would you even... Okay, I mean, I can understand that it's funny and what fast.
You like that?
Yes, I love it.
Everybody, nobody wants to introduce me. Hi, I'm Jirut. Nice to meet you all.
Hey, Jirut.
Yeah, so just you, I guess.
Go back to your home.
I've been here with you all day. Why won't
we
you
know.
Why does no one acknowledge me?
You suck.
You're almost as bad as this one.
All right. Hey, meet back. Step aside for a sec. Sidebar with my demon compadres.
Okay, compadres.
Okay. Maybe we can get something out of this guy. Like, I know the boss said not to let him finish his journey, but what if we let him think that he might be able to finish his journey?
And then we'll eat him! Yeah!
No, we can't. Yeah! No, boss said we can't eat him. That's like, we could fuck with him, and we can break him.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
maybe,
I wanna fuck with him.
Yeah. Let's get him to help us in some way. Maybe there's something we can get out of him and make him think that we're gonna help him complete his journey. I mean, he mentioned Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is all the way down in, like, level 4. There's no way he's gonna survive getting down there.
Yep.
And if he did get down there, he's gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
let's...
Then we get the play.
Yeah, but what has he got that we want?
I don't know. Let's ask. Or, yeah, what's he willing to do? Hey, Meatbag.
Yes, you ready for me?
How much worth is it to you to restore this music and joy and shit to the other realms?
Well, are we talking coinage? Are we talking magic sacrifice?
Deals.
Ooh, deals.
Something symbolic?
Value.
Something useful.
Well, how about
maybe
this?
Maybe useful.
Delicious.
You all, how would you each like to be the devil of your own hell? Are you content? Are you content to be a servant?
That sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's tempting, but that's a lot of responsibility.
Okay, well, I guess it's a little too hard for you. Go on, being a mere flaky, spitting for your master. What do I know?
Did he call us a lackey or a flacky? What's that mean?
Both, I would say. Maybe flackish lackeys. Yeah. It's fine.
Are you insulting us?
I guess you're not evil enough to run your own hell dimension. I mean, I've run my own before. It was super easy, but it sounds like you guys can.
I'd watch your mouth.
Oh, you want to watch it? Here it is.
Okay. I stick my sticky finger in his mouth.
Okay. All right. Hey, Goldnash.
Yeah?
What do you think?
I know what I'd like to take from yous to help ya.
your pitch.
Yeah, you want to bring songs back, but I want to take away your ability to sing along.
Oh.
I know, deep down, you really want to be singing, even here in hell.
#song. That is right. Every $50 given towards a character makes them have to sing their actions for a little bit. So you just have to sing your way through. Apparently, Amontioc's already spreading somehow. But this is just Blix, by the way.
Oh, wait. Is it targeted towards me?
Yes. What do you request of Sir Amontioc?
Amontioc. I want the source of your power. That wizard brain of yours. Explain to me, hand it over, the magical source of your power. Give it to me.
You wish for my brain?
Or maybe I heard that you might know where a unicorn horn may be.
I've seen some in my time, yes.
Yeah, Blix has this thing with unicorn horns. Always looking for one, always asking for one. There's none in hell. I don't know why Blix keeps thinking there's going to be a...
But he's not from hell. You're an outsider.
I've seen unicorns run across the
fields.
Certainly,
you must get your magic from somewhere.
I was cried into existence by a celestial cosmic god. That was my mother, my father, my sort of asexually reproducing parent that didn't really have a gender.
And that is how I exist, and that is where my power comes and where it shall remain and go back to when all is done. I take no power from a magical unicorn's horn, though I have run with unicorns in my day and been friends with some, enemies with more. If you would care for their power, I can bring you a unicorn horn. But a unicorn horn cannot be removed and handed to another. You must remove it yourself. Can you? Can you? And can I even get a unicorn here?
Why are you asking me?
Seattle, you seem like you're kind of the voice of reason.
I'm the voice of reason? You guys hear that? I'm the voice of reason.
He's been spitting on me. He's been like pushing me in a corner.
Yeah, I need you to roll.
Yes. What am I rolling?
You're going to roll 10 d6s for every one that you land on. Now, this is a new way that this is going to be played tonight. It's the way it's actually supposed to be played. For every one that you roll, you must remove that one. You only succeed on sixes. Now, as each one of you rolls and you get a one, that removes from your dice pool, and you will never get it back.
Hey, boss, are we sharing a pool with Amantiak?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
You're all together in this, sadly.
Damn it.
Now,
four sixes.
The audience can,
damn it all to
the
here.
Audience can buy you rerolls, and those rerolls will only work on non-ones. You cannot reroll ones.
Four sixes, three ones. Three ones removed.
Three ones removed from your pool.
Three ones? We only got seven left.
Thanks, wizard.
Way to go.
What about my successes?
Magical.
And my six successes?
Oh, you're able to dodge me kicking you in the balls.
Who? Hey, now.
So I run up and I go,
yeah,
and you
just hop back enough.
Don't go ever call me sensible again.
All right. I'll call you insensible.
I'll take it.
And insolent. Anyway, do I roll for him too? No, that's us together.
Only if he wants to roll.
Yeah,
I'll finish. All right, I'll let you let me know.
All right, Goldnush, I'm sorry we interrupted you earlier. You wanted something from this wizard before we make him, allow us to take him on this journey.
Yeah, he wants to bring all the music back. But I want him to not be able to enjoy it when it happens. If it happens, I want his pitch. I want his musical ability.
No, not my pitch.
Oh, but
sometimes I just lose it accidentally.
Looks like you're in a pickle. You gotta give away your pitch or we ain't taking it to Zacchaeus.
I'm not sure I can intentionally not use it.
Oh, I'm sure there's ways we can dig it out of you.
Yeah, we can cut his vocal cords out and put them into yours!
I know how to slice the lower octave off.
We can go throat to throat.
Oh, my God, you are some sick little demon bastards.
Oh, pardon me.
Hashtag song for Phlebotomo. I want to hear how that gets pronounced.
Yeah. Phlebotomo, you gotta sing your actions for a little bit. You know, what do you want from the wizard?
All right. I'm Antioch, I want your blood. I'm Phlebotomo, the bloody man. I want to eat it, I want it in my belly. I'm gonna get some blood for you, don't worry, I'll be gentle, man. Cause I was told to be gentle with you.
Yes.
I want lots of blood.
Yes, I collected. We here in hell, we don't sing ever, so it's
kind of fun, right?
Quite terrible.
You kind of
like
it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
you sounded like you, but stupider.
I know. I don't like that. I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
you liked it.
I don't.
No, you
don't.
Didn't.
You didn't like it. You didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
Sure, you didn't.
I didn't.
But hey, but by not liking it, doesn't it mean you like it? Because you're hell beings and you like to not like it?
Ah, there's a lot of
my head.
Five. A unicorn's horn, and the source of my magic? My pitch. My all of the blood that is inside of me?
Yeah!
Take it!
Take it!
It's yours!
Hey, what about me? I got a request.
Well, get then hop on and
50 shillings.
Is that?
Don't Do I have 50 shillings?
Roll for it. You only have 7 dice.
He's using all of our dice.
1 success.
How many ones?
None. 1.
Ooh, remove that 1 from the pool. You are now down to 6 dice for your actions. You have 50 shillings.
All right, hold on. Let me count them 1 by 1. 1. 2!
Wait, are you sure we can't kill this guy?
I really want to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Me too.
If the option was given,
3 shillings! 4.
Okay, fine. 50 shillings. Yeah. Take your damn shillings.
He gave me the shillings before we even did the job.
You're stupid, meatbag.
And he walks away.
No object to me.
He just walks away. He leaves the group. He has his 50 shillings. There's no reason for him to be here, so he leaves.
It's not like that's the currency in hell anyway. I'm trading my blood and pitch and unicorn horns that I don't have anyway.
All right, I think we should take our wizard friend, to where he wants to go, but only if he can pay the price.
Now, you know that, Blix, you've been around hell long enough now to know your way around.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hell pro.
You're a hell pro. You know that the way...
Dark boss is my right hand, my left hand. I mean, I'm second in command.
You're not, but that's cute that you think that.
I think that.
Now, you do know that Lord Zacchaeus rests in the 4th level of hell.
Oh, I do know that.
And you've got to go through many other levels first, but you need to make your way to the first terrace to level pride, of course. That will be your first stop on your journey. You were aware of this. Now, whether you pass this on to Amontillado is up to you before you embark on your journey, whether the terms seem fit to you.
So, for the shillings, I guess we should take you to somewhere one step closer, but you're gonna have to hand over the other things you promised sooner or later, otherwise we'll never take you to Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
I'll hand them over now, which is good to do with.
Oh!
All right, how do you want to extract it?
So to be clear, you're giving up your blood, your pitch, and your brain before the journey starts?
I thought it was a unicorn's horn, right?
Oh, it was a unicorn's horn. That's right.
Yeah. I just want his source of power.
Oh, okay.
But then I feel like it kind of shifted at what point a unicorn's horn.
I mean, if you want to give them all those things before the journey begins, please be my guest.
Hand them over.
Isn't that the only way I can get moving?
Nah, you'd have to ask them. If you're asking me, the GM, it sounds like you'd lose before the game's even started.
Hand it over.
Now. All of it.
I want to wait till he's close to take mine.
Well, come take it. Give it a shot. Try it.
Go get him.
Try it. Come on.
Permission isn't hurting, Lord Overlord, sir.
Are you going to suck his blood?
Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh, that's unpleasant. Oh, my goodness.
So, for Lobotomo.
Keep drinking.
Latches onto your arm and starts sucking your blood directly out of your veins. As he does so, you notice that there's this black kind of darkness spreading through your arm. It's flowing through your veins. You feel a sharp sting in your heart as it reaches your chest. All of your rolls are -1 for now. Would you like to keep losing parts of yourself?
I don't want to, but I do want to complete this journey.
You might want to barter better then.
Lobotomo, what does that taste like?
Disgusting.
I will like to say that someone added themselves in as a demon. That's not exactly how it works, Joby. You can't be a demon and say what your demon can do. You just come into the story as a demon under your name. So Joby is now a demon that will arrive. So when you do that, you come in as a demon for that. So thank you for that. But to keep the story moving along, it's not as powerful as to say exactly what that demon does.
Okay. How are you feeling now?
Fine.
He looks a little lightheaded.
Hey, guys.
No, his head feels perfect.
Sidebar with... Remember the Dark Lord said we couldn't hurt him physically?
Yeah, but he said it was okay.
Yeah,
And I only—I didn't
it's
take
like
the whole
surgery
thing.
At this point.
Yeah, oh, I just took a little bit.
All right,
we got consent. Yeah.
We can kill him like 99%, yeah. But we gotta leave the 1%.
Oh, devil! You remember
a portal opens up in the sky.
Remember how they were like supposed to leave me unharmed and tarnished? They've already sucked out my blood. And,
those
my God,
are my direct instructions.
Yeah, they totally broke it already. Just wanted you to fill in. I just wanted you to know what they were doing.
The lobotomo.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself, you pathetic ingrate?
He made a contract.
Yeah, he agreed. It was he volunteered.
Oh, he did.
I only took a little bit. There's still some left.
Was that part of the agreement between you and the devil, that if I said it was okay, it would be fine?
It was not. I trust these demons not. They are stupid.
I'm
sending two of my most trusted demons to make sure nothing gets out of hand.
Archangel, hell is such a big place, and these silly demons don't have a great sense of direction. They've accidentally led a Monty off to a hellmouth back to Earth.
Wow.
Wow. Look at that, everybody.
I'm sending you my most trustful demons. Joe B. and Uber Baldy.
You're gonna hate that.
You're gonna hate that.
Yeah, they're no good.
I cheated off of Uber Baldy's evil homework.
Yeah.
It's pretty evil.
Yeah.
Immediately appearing beside you is none other than Joe B. He's a merely 1 foot tall little horse demon, and Uber Baldy is a giant cave troll.
yeah! Fist bump it!
Well, more the merrier.
You gonna leave me hanging there? Fine. And I try to uppercut him.
You try to uppercut the cave troll? Roll.
Oh, no.
You have 6 dice.
Okay. I'm not afraid of you. I didn't get any 6s. And
you
I got
have,
one.
You remove the one. Now, you have 5 dice in there. You have 6 rerolls available. I suggest you reroll all 5 of those dice, and then you will have 1 reroll remaining.
It's like I got 4 fives, dude.
You have 1 more reroll left.
That did nothing. It's literally a 3.
You go to uppercut the cave troll, Uber Baldy. As your fist hits his chin, your hand immediately breaks as it crumbles underneath you. And Amontioc, you feel a piece of yourself lifting out of your body as you see the blackness come back to the point where you had been bitten as it exits your body and starts to travel up into the sky. The hellish nightscape sky. As you feel yourself growing a little weaker, and only 9 lights remain inside you.
Wait, do we see this?
Oh, yes.
Weak!
You're gonna be living with us for eternity!
Look at your face!
Well, then I guess we better get to know each other.
Yeah?
Now, upon doing this, I would like to remind you, your dice go back up to 9, but not to 10. You've lost that dice forever. You have 9 d6s. 9 candles. 9 glimpses of hope remain inside you.
You hope.
Yeah, well. You hope for nothing.
Meatbag.
I hope you die.
I hope you're filled with despair.
Well, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, you feel good?
Joe B. rears up in front of you.
Idiots, what are you doing?
Hi, Joe B.
We're making fun of this guy.
Yo, we're gonna take him, trying to make
Let's give him Onziaki hashtag candle. Also, I'm a hashtag demon.
Whoa.
You are back up to 10 candles.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And 10 die?
And 10 die.
Yeah! You got
win!
Oh, my goodness. You know what I hate is when winter's gone on a little too long and you get a little bit of a nice toasty fire. Ah, I'm loving this. It's like a tropical vacation.
Oh, are you getting comfortable here amongst y'all?
Yeah, maybe I'll stick around.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
Maybe we can be roommates.
Maybe the fire will consume you.
Maybe it will. Maybe we could all share like a property together. Maybe sign a lease. Sidelease, why not?
No, we're loners.
No, fine.
But I think you should go, you should follow me. I want to take you somewhere.
All right.
Yeah.
Lead the way. What was your name, Bixley?
We're all going that direction.
We're all going to go up to this terrace.
We're taking you to the Great Plain of Pride.
Sounds great. Sounds like you're proud of it.
Very much pride.
Only about certain topics.
He's bragged about everything.
Oh, if you like pride, it's a sin.
Then I fit in, don't I?
Yeah.
Sinner. Yes, pride.
Fit in too much and you'll stay here forever.
Forever!
Forever, forever. Then it's you who will suffer. Because I'm here, and you'll be like, oof, that guy sucks. We wish he was gone.
Yeah,
well, once we get the permission, we can do whatever we want to you. Yeah.
We can throw you in the pit.
Yes,
you slice your face off.
You're welcome to try. You're welcome, welcome, welcome.
No. So another demon appears in front of you. This demon, none other than the FDH, who
FDH
heard... Pray tell, because these demons are so loud and obnoxious, through the winds and screams of others, that there is one in this group who speaks of song, who speaks of joy. Now, the FDH is a spirit that found themselves here many eons ago. Once a human, found a way to move their way up through the ranks.
Did I hear there was someone here who was interested in song?
I've been known to sing a song or two.
Baby.
Would you like to sing a song with me and you?
Let's get a funky beat going.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's cool, right? You guys are in. These guys are cool.
Yeah, I'm the FDH, baby. I'm just here to help you lead you on your journey. Where are we going, my friend?
We're FDH. You see, we're walking down the way. We're going down with the bubbles and the fire. They like to go every day, but you don't count the days when you're in hell. But it might be very well for you, so lead the way unless you want me to. Unless you want me to.
Oh, sorry, I think I just stabbed you. I'm so sorry. I get overwhelmed. I've been down here a long time, my friend. See, this is hell.
You never. Oh. It turns out that you are not actually trying to be my friend. You just wanted to lure me in and stab me, and now I'm bleeding on the floor.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's exactly what I did.
Well, then here, take some more. Why don't you take my blood and my guts and spill it on the floor?
I'll lick it up, baby.
Wow, he is pretty evil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So evil.
I'd
like to.
So evil.
May I singe my wound clothes with the fire?
You can go for it.
So evil.
Evil.
So evil.
Evil.
Two success, 1-1.
Take the war now. You can switch it up. You can get out of this without any harm. I feel real good about myself. Let's go to that pit.
I hate my life right now.
We're walking down the street, just making our way along. We're gonna move down to that pit over there. I'm not gonna rhyme it on principle. Just to annoy you.
Well, I will stop rhyming too. I'll just walk onto the sand. I think the lava's really hot. It healed my wound. I don't care if you will rhyme. You can walk with me and these fellows.
Now you're getting it. You're in hell.
Yeah.
I'm in hell. I'm in hell. Very good. Very why not? Very why not?
And the FDH disappears.
What, FDH is gone?
FDH is gone. Ugh. Uberbaldi the cave troll was kind of dancing behind you.
He did have a lovely voice, though. It was like...
And Joe B following you along as well.
It felt like it was like that What You Say song, kind of. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That you only meant well.
He knows it. Yes. You know what? There was a hell that I lived in for 20 years. That you only heard that song every day. Every day, constantly. And at one point,
we should use that down here.
Yeah, you could. You know what? Other hells can borrow from each other.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So, are you making your way? What are you doing as a group? Please inform me.
I was going to take him up to the terrace.
Yeah.
So, you're going towards the terrace?
Yeah.
Yeah, making your way along. Now, you have to cross the fields of the dead, the burning. All these wonderful souls, well, most of them were probably terrible people.
That's the reason they're in hell.
They all suck.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But how does this affect you, Amontillado? How does it make you feel?
It's bringing me down a little bit to see the suffering souls of the world. But I try to, as I'm watching all the evil around me, remind myself of other dark demonry that I've experienced in my over 1,000 years as a living wizard. And then my 20,000, I mean, I'm 20,000, 1,000 right now. I'm 21,000 years old. And I've seen some dark things in my day. You know what?
Wow, that's so old.
It is pretty old, you know?
I'm impressed.
Thank you, thank you. And I've died probably about 284
and
times.
This is your first time here?
This is my first time in this particular hell.
I'm calling bullshit.
You're calling bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell that a mile away.
Yeah.
You think I've been here before?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't seem like a pure soul to me.
You know what? I'm not.
Smells like one of us.
Yeah, maybe one of us. A liar. Yeah,
smell away. Here, you want to like smell my singed stab wound?
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, it smells like
waft.
All of a sudden, you feel like a slight tug at your feet. You look down, and there's a small corgi pulling on your shoes.
Oh, no.
The demons know this as Mallory the Corgi. And this Mallory the Corgi is...
those are my own expensive item.
Now, Blix, being one of the official... people of hell that knows everything that's going on.
I know everything.
You know that Mallory the Corgi is Zacchaeus's dog.
Yes, what is he doing out here?
Maybe he's here to relay a message.
Okay, Mallory, come over here. Ugh, disgusting dog.
Yes, it is I, Mallory the Corgi.
Mallory, what do you have to say for yourself?
I send you a message. Better yet, terms of service kind of thing from my master.
What TOS?
Who is your master?
Lord Zacchaeus.
Oh, you didn't hear that.
Lord Zacchaeus.
Yes, he is aware of your entrance into the realm.
Good, tell him to face me. Bring him now.
You hear this like as a portal starts to open. And you see lounging in a chair, eating grapes, is Lord Zacchaeus. Looking kind of through. It's almost like a hologram teleportation. You can tell that the corgi is kind of conjuring this up. Amontillado.
Well, well, well. If it isn't my old servant here to play the king of his own realm.
I was never your servant.
Oh, that's perhaps what you tell me. I mean, that's not what the paperwork said. Did you like your job with me, Zacchaeus, before you burned in the bubbles of lava and died and came down here?
Oh, Amontioc, you are so foolish.
Yes.
My friend.
A little bit, yes.
I am surprised you've made it this far.
Aren't we all?
Why is it that you seek me? What do you hope to gain from confronting me here?
Zacchaeus, I seek not to change your ways, not to take your hell kingdom from you, but to bring your music back to the many realms, for you have removed it and taken it, and you refuse to let it live. Keep your own hell. Keep your own hell with your own funny little friends.
No, no.
We're not funny friends.
Amontioc. Amontioc. You misunderstand me. I mean not to remove music from the realms.
What?
Only any and all music that is not Super Tramp.
What?
Super Tramp.
What is this?
Super Tramp?
What is this?
Like that. The Earth Band Super Tramp?
Yes. The superior form of music.
What? What is he talking about?
Amontioc, I challenge you to a duel. You and your merry band of ingrates shall produce a song, and I will respond with a song of my own, proving to you that it is in fact... Yes, all of
we're
you.
We're a band now.
I will prove to you that it is Super Tramp who is the superior.
And if I win, then who's the judge, you?
Me.
All right.
How's that fair at all?
It's going to be hard. Uphill climb, band.
And I await.
Singularity of mind, what is that damn demon human flesh? Wizard bard like, can't you tell we all are sentient? What is a mind with eyes, one that can perceive? What are these images that we put inside our inner dreams? Alive, alive, dead again, can you tell me if it's true? Alive, alive, dead again, can you tell me if it's true? Come on, the band! Step up to your line, let again if it's true. Just hum. Hum, hum, hum. Hum,
hum. They're so terrible.
Quick, take a verse.
Na, na, na. We're gonna smash you, Zacchaeus. Gonna punch you in the floppy dick.
Yes, floppy dick.
Gonna slice till your daddy's Zacchaeus. Gonna smash till your pissed Zacchaeus.
Is that the best you've got, Amontioc?
But I'm trying to. Come on, the band!
Your liver!
Sing! There we go!
Gonna leave your heart and your testicles.
Yes,
now
yes.
You blicks, bring it in.
Yes.
Zacchaeus. What the fuck was it? What?
Zacchaeus. You're gonna be dead, destroyed and beheaded. Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
The end of the line.
End of the line.
Zacchaeus.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Yeah!
So was a good one. It was a good first one, guys.
Yeah. All right.
I liked it, but I hated that I liked it.
Yeah, I kind of... It brought something out inside of me. It was kind of weird.
It was like your truth, right?
That's enough. It's... I will prove. I will prove to you.
That was improv.
That Super Tramp is the superior.
Well, bring it!
We made it up as it was happening.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully watching me. But then they sent me away, teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical. Then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable. Oh, clinical, oh, intellectual, cynical.
The angel of music.
There are times when all the world's asleep. The questions run too deep for such a simple man. Won't you please, please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. I said I watch what you say, or they'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, oh, fanatical, criminal. Won't you sign up your name? We'd like to feel like you're acceptable. Respectable, oh, presentable, a vegetable. Oh, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Let him do it, let him do it.
Let him play.
Be a good sport, be a good sport. Let him play, let him play.
This is floppy.
Let's when
do this.
All the world's asleep, the questions run so deep for such a simple man. Won't you please, please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. Who I am, who I am, who
I am. It's still happening. It's still going.
Hey. I'm so nauseous.
It's going on.
Okay. That's enough.
Yes, it is.
It was enough 3 verses ago.
See, Super Tramp is the better band. Fuck you, I'm out. And he disappears.
I mean...
What was that?
Well,
you want to take him down, right?
Of course. Now,
Hashtag Angel. A portal opens and Rick Davis, lead singer of Super Tramp, steps through, slaps Zassius and leaves.
That happened right before he was like, fuck you, I'm out. And then the lead singer, Supertramp, appeared, slapped him, and then he teleports away.
Don't worry, everyone. There is hope. For there is something on Earth that Zacchaeus is unaware of, I believe. Yeah. And it is the lowest form of musical performance. Something that is known as karaoke.
Karaoke? What's this karaoke?
I thought we invented it.
Yeah.
Karaoke is where... just anyone can pick a song and scream it.
Oh, that sounds awful.
A song that someone else wrote.
Oh,
and that is the hell that you just witnessed. And sure, does Supertramp rock? Of course they do.
I liked it.
Who is that?
Says
Joby?
Uber Baldy.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
I mean, of course.
I thought it was pretty good.
He thought it. Look,
every now and then someone in karaoke kind of nails it, and you're like, hey, good on ya.
Yeah.
Hey, good on ya.
What's the difference if I'm just listening to stuff, and I'm like, I get to choose what I listen to, made up garbage or really well-written songs?
Well,
made up garbage, always.
Yeah, made up garbage. I mean, always, you know, yeah. We made it up.
This is hell. Made up garbage wins.
Yeah!
Did we win?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was Uma Baldi the cave troll? Are you the judge of the winner of the contest?
No, I'm just talking about my own personal preference and taste.
Okay, well, Zacchaeus left after the lead singer of the band that he just karaoke'd slapped him across the face.
Yeah,
that was probably some sort of fetish thing. He's got weird kinks like that.
Oh, does he? Okay, for a moment I thought that he traveled a dimensional journey to slap a demon for butchering his song. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, I thought Zacchaeus had a pretty good performance. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. All right. But, you know, I thought that
this
we also did
we don't
pretty
like
good.
You.
But you know what? Bands don't need to get along. You know, the Beatles, do you know who they are?
Yeah, we throw them in hell, too!
Okay, I'm sorry, my mic was peaking. I need someone over there to roll. You guys can choose who's going to roll.
I can roll.
You roll, Bixels.
Yeah.
All of the joy and music that's being emitted from hell right now is causing a great disturbance as you start to feel the ground rumbling underneath you as a split opens up in front of you and groups of demons start pouring out from underneath the earth. You only have 9 dice, right?
Wait, I rolled 10.
He missed one. He lost one.
Oh, okay. All right, let's try it again. So 3, 6, 9. All right. I'm going to roll all these dice, and we're going to win. I got a 6, and I got 2 ones.
Remove the ones.
I got 1 6. Do you have any rerolls?
You don't need to. I mean, you have a 6. You succeed.
Okay.
You don't get to roll.
Fine.
Yes.
I get it. Shut up.
All right. So you all are not damaged by the falling debris and the opening of the earth as fire and lava spills out all around you as a group of demons rise up in front of you. You guys, of course, recognize these demons. You're all in a racquetball club together.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, no, it's Malhidel, Arsenal Roy, Mexican Robin, Winston EXE, Jar Jar, Joe the Geek,
Binks?
Lucid Eternity. They've all joined you. Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys.
He's not here, is he?
Yes, and Jesus Christ.
I knew it!
He goes by Jesus Christ.
Son of
Jesus Christ.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesus Christ. Nice good to see you all again. You know, we're just hanging out downstairs, and we heard all that music and stuff coming on up here, and got real worried. Real worried.
No worries.
Real worried.
Gone now.
Nothing to be worried about.
I mean, it just seemed like there was, like, some joy and stuff. Like, you guys might have,
It was competition. It was showing off. It was pride.
Yeah. The joy that's here is from the outsider.
Oh, well, yeah, well, I mean, Pride's right over there. If you want to go knock and go in, you know, that's probably a better choice of action there.
I think we do it.
Can we all go with you? I mean,
please.
I feel like we're here. We got nothing else to do on a Saturday.
You know, we'll join the tour.
The whole group's like,
These guys are the tour guys. They know everything, aren't you, you little smarty pantses? Don't you know everything?
I don't wear pants.
Well, that is a figure of speech. Yes, come along, all the new friends. We're going to learn about Pride.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mal. Nice to meet everyone.
Pleasure.
Why are we listening to Meatbag? Blix, I thought you were, like, highest-ranking officer.
Yeah, I am. We're going to go to the terrace.
We've entered into contracts with them.
Oh, okay. Does it involve anything, like, having to, like, steal precious items away from him?
Yeah, you saw me.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, wherever you want to go, Meatbag.
Let's go to the Pride Room.
Okay. So it's literally, there's a door to your right, and above it just says Pride.
All right.
Want to knock?
Hello, who goes there?
It is I, Amontioc, and...
Go home, you're not wanted here.
Oh, go home? Great. No problem. I guess I'll go home. Hello, the devil? They want me to go home. Can you send me there?
As they say that, you turn around. You see a portal open up beside you. and you see Earth.
Oh!
But it's this weird century that you don't quite recognize. There's giant tall buildings made out of what appears to be steel and these things that look like carriages, but there's no horses moving around everywhere. And you see this Earth below you. As it appears, hell's giving you a choice.
Well, I mean, my Earth is not my home. I come from the realm of Deiros. I have been to Earth. I know of Earth. I am often interacting with Earthers. I have a lot of friends on Earth.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Deiros?
Yes, the realm of Deiros.
The realm of Deiros?
You ever heard of it?
Oh, you've sent so many sons of bitches my way. I owe you a thank you.
Yes, you've met many. Many have come in my path and ended up down here, I presume.
Yes, yes, yes. Many, many souls have left the gauntlet and landed on my shores.
Yes. Oh, those were fun days. I mean, not for those who are suffering and dying and ending up here, but for me at the time, it was, you know, I wasn't the one in the
Yes, place. You enjoyed killing others, did you not?
Yeah! I mean, I wasn't yeah. doing the killing, I
Yes,
was...
and you often boasted about your great accomplishments and how wonderful you were.
Wow. Yes,
I did, aren't you?
I was good, I was hired to do a job.
The door for pride opens for you.
I walk through the door. I forsake the Earth escape.
The portal to Earth closes as you walk into Pride. As you walk in, the door tries to close, but all the other demons and goblins kind of rush in behind you as you now have a group of like 15 to 20 goblins walking after you. It's the most riveting thing Hell's seen in a while, this journey. So you make your way into Pride, and you notice everyone in Pride is carrying giant boulders on their backs, tied to their chests as they're bent over, some of them stuck to the ground, too weak to even lift themselves back up, presumably carrying these boulders for centuries.
I'd like to find some that are still standing up and push them over.
You do that.
Pride tipping, it's my favorite hobby.
Yeah! look at that!
Look at him roll!
Yeah, they go rolling down into lava pits below, screaming in anguish.
Stop it. I'm going to have to fish them back out of there later. They won't die down. They're just going to burn and scream, and it's annoying. It's in my ears. Come on.
I like hearing them scream.
Yes, I know, Blix. Good to see you, Blix. Welcome back. I know. We'll get drinks together sometime soon. So, you, Meatbag. Hey, welcome into Pride. Hi, you want to stick around for a little while? I got a rock over there if you want to tie it to your chest.
Pass.
Just try one on for size.
Yeah, it becomes you.
Just for a minute.
I mean, I don't think it would really
you
match the robe.
You should be, you know, get to know our tradition.
Yeah. Put that by, put that rock right there on your back. It'll stick with you forever. Forever. You get to wear it for the rest of your life because, you know what, I see great things in you. I see that you see great things in you, do you not?
Yes.
I mean, who needs humility? Fuck that, right?
Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck it.
You know what? I look too good without a rock on my back to put one on.
You look too good?
Too good.
Oh, that is a good answer. You're right. You do look too good.
Yeah.
You're the best looker.
Oh, yes. I think I'll pass on the rock.
Yeah. You'll pass on the rock? Are you sure? I might just have to give you one for yourself because...
My friends, they want to. I think these guys want to do it.
Yeah, what do you think about humility, by the way?
It's, you know, it's pretty good to have.
No! Wrong answer!
Yeah. No. Please elaborate. Show me, I'm curious. Can you give me an example of when you've ever executed humility?
My whole entire
21,000-year
life?
You, the great wizard, you know, corn will be shucked, lips will be glossed, you know.
Tits
you
will watched, be glossed.
Hey, you watched my show.
Yes. Give me some examples of some of that humility you carry around. I'm really curious.
Yeah, I mentored some servants. I often
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allowed those who survive.
Mataldo passed through here. A lot of people who work for you come through here. Yeah, they speak very highly of how much you think of yourself.
Yes, I suppose that I do think
you want to put
highly
one on him.
Yeah.
He has put one on him.
And I suppose that if I wasn't so
proud, that I wouldn't be down here.
You know,
How about just then? Without humility?
I mean, I think you asking me right now whether or not it was.
Doesn't count!
Yeah. Yeah,
I bet you thought that humility was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty proud of it, aren't
you? It sounds like you might have been acting. I mean, I understand you're a performer. You like to make songs up and stuff, so.
I mean, Dravana, ask Dravana.
Maybe I'll believe in your humility if you.
Let's push some boulders around.
I want you to sing for me. How much humility you got?
And I'll tell you how much humility I've got. I guess I don't have that much humility. If that's what's true, it's true about me. I've been pretty proud my whole life. 21,000 years, 1,000 hours.
Perfect timing.
Let's see, hashtag go mash, hashtag sing next time.
He'll get in on it. Continue.
Now, I don't want to say that I have humility, because I don't think that's what the definition is. No, it's not. I spent 1,000 years pitting people against each other in a cave in a gladiator way, and now they've been burning in the hell flames. But then for 20,000 years I was falling in a void, and I learned a thing or two. You have a lot of time to think when you're inside your own mind, and the only person you can talk to is yourself. And I learned one thing, and the thing I learned was humility. Humility. Now it's a part of me. Now it is a part of me, that humility. I'm not saying that it's the most, cause that would go against what I'm trying to say about myself. That humility. Humility.
Yes, I think Goldnash wanted to contribute to this song and how important humility is.
Humility, you talk all about humility, but I've seen the way that you really are.
Yep.
You talk about all the times that you died, all the 21,000 years that you lived and lied. That ain't humility.
You're lying.
Talking about ruling all those places, hell dimensions, planets, everything in between. I don't believe you got an ounce of humility.
Not an ounce of humility.
Pride is the place where you are right now. It's where you belong. It's where you're gonna rot. And I believe that you're gonna stay here forever. Yeah.
He's right.
This is where you're gonna burn. This is where you're gonna learn. With a rock strap to your chest, you're gonna learn about humility. Woo!
He's right. I do not have that humility. I haven't lived a life where I have exhibited humility. Humility.
Woo!
All right.
All right, you're free to go. Your name just removed itself from the list. I was ready to strap a rock to you. I thought I tricked you in here and everything,
cool.
But apparently you found it inside yourself to stop being a human piece of shit. So, you know, I guess, you know, good on you and whatnot. Get the fuck out of my office.
See ya.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Call me drink.
Yeah, call me later.
Come on, get out.
All right, so you exit out the back door of Pride. The next level down, you see actually a sign on the exit door, and then you see a pit below, a deep, deep pit. And on that sign, there's an arrow that points to the right, and it just says Envy.
Are there any other ways to go?
I think that's the only way towards Zacchaeus. That's still your goal.
It remains the goal.
Yeah.
Ookie dookie. Looks like
that was pretty cool when he sang that song, right?
No.
No.
Do you think, like, maybe he'll show up again to do that?
I would hope he would.
I kind of got it in my head now.
The Supertramp song?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was a top 40 record. It was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, Supertramp had a lot of hits.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting into it.
Yeah, no. Hopefully, you think he'll sing the same one again or a different song?
As Uber Baldi says that, and you see him like bobbing his head up and down, you notice that the bottom of his feet are starting to burn, and a fire is starting to move its way up his legs.
Oh shit. Oh, guys.
Enjoy it.
As his body bursts into flames and disappears.
Is that like just like he's going to bed, or is he in a deeper pit of hell? What just happened?
No, that idiot got happy and died.
Ah.
Like, died again.
He hell died.
Yeah, he hell died. No joy. Yeah. No joy down here. Banished forever.
Right.
To heaven?
No.
Just non-existence.
There's many different levels of hell. He's probably in the bottom level now. It just gets worse as you go.
I think he's at the part where the person he became meets the person he could have became. Yeah.
Oh, and he's like, oh no, that looks better.
Yeah.
That's
all psychological shit.
Ooh, yeah, that's torture.
Yeah.
Hell sounds like it sucks. Well, speaking of hell, you know what? It's kind of fun, right, what we're doing? We're having fun together.
No, I hate it. No, it's terrible.
Sorry to interrupt the group. I'm Winston, EXE. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not an organic life form. If someone could direct me to the exit, that would be greatly appreciated.
Apparently you're sentient enough to sin, so you belong here, Winston.
Yeah. So there must be a mistake. I'm not able to make my own choices.
If you want, we can kick you into the pit.
Will that lead me to whatever realm I was in before?
Yeah, sure.
To robot hell?
Okay, please continue.
Bloop.
Okay, done with Winston.
Did he like Terminator style, like fall?
He just fell backwards into the pit. Moving on. You move your way around.
All right. Who feels like confronting their personal envy? I do. Show of hands. Oops.
My envy, but I love his envy more.
I don't know. I'm kind of envious of those who have magic.
Oops. Yeah. Well, you know who I'm envious of? Birds, because they can fly. All right.
I'm really envious of who matches purple hair.
Good, you should be.
I like your purple hair.
Oh, thanks.
Is that disgusting thing I said? Purple hair.
I bet you do.
Can I take it?
No.
Yes.
It's mine.
I need you to roll for me.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be 9 dice.
No, it's 7 now.
Oh, you're down to 7. Perfect.
You didn't get any 6s. Just a lot of 5s.
Do we have
any 1s?
One.
Remove the 1.
Shit.
And how many do you have there?
4 5s.
So you have 4. How many dice are left?
6.
All right. You have 6 more rerolls. You have plenty
re-roll.
To go. So.
All right.
Reroll.
We have 1 6. And 2 1s, damn.
Oh, shit.
All right, you have it a success, though.
My hair.
So Joe B, with his little horse legs, runs over and jumps up and with his mouth tries to rip the hair off the top of your head. How do you respond since you won the roll?
I would like to grab him by the hoof ankles, like, you know, little joints, and just bend them back until they snap. And then I would like to kick one of the 2 remaining legs in. So it buckles out from under him. So he's got 1 good hind leg left to drag his sorry ass away from me and my hair.
That's gross.
That was a very effective defensive move.
You did good.
Thank you.
Are you going to leave my body here in agony?
Yeah.
That's the right thing to do. Go on.
Goodbye, Joel.
That was a terrible day.
Thank you.
I kick him in the balls as I walk by.
just as I would have done to myself.
I want to step on his balls.
And so it continues.
What do you want to do?
I want to pray for his
Amantiak, I'm going to need you to roll.
Okay.
To successfully dodge the pee that's about to come at you. As you say this out loud, Joe B hears this, and he's so disgusted by it, he just sends a stream of piss directly in your general direction.
I got 2 sixes, 2 ones.
The ones remove. You successfully dodge the piss, but he still snarls at you as you walk by.
Let me stay in anguish, you sick meatbag.
Yeah, well, you know what? In most worlds, like if you did the math, if you made a graph of worlds that exist in which praying for someone to have safe passage into a peaceful death versus actively peeing at someone, I think that you are more sick. Just saying.
Well, I think you smell a little better now.
Covers up all that cinnamon.
Boy. Hey, everybody. I'm going to... Maladel here still. I'm going to start walking down the thing. Is that okay?
Yeah. Down the
We should all go down the thing.
Yeah, let's go there.
I'm coming with you.
Yeah, we got a long way to go to get to Zacchaeus, and I really want to hear more songs. I mean...
What did you say?
I want to see Zacchaeus burn Amontillado's soul from the inside
out. Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. And then...
Guys, looks like we might have a new gig.
Arsenal Roy from the back speaks up, too.
Yeah, me too. I want to see him burn from the inside.
Oh, I like that guy.
He's pretty awesome.
It's always funny when, like, a silly voice says evil shit, right?
What are you talking about?
Nothing at all.
So, you start making your way down the stairwell. Now, each step is quite frightening, for the stairway is very thin, and there's many demons grabbing at your feet as you walk by. The rest of the demons, you know, frolic and play on their way down. It's just a normal day for them. But every step you take is quite dangerous, so I'm going to need you to roll.
Uh-oh.
How many dice are you down to now?
We only have 2.
You only should have 2. I heard more than 2 in there.
Me?
We pulled some on this side. It's all one communal pool.
It's one
pool. You only roll 2 now.
Oh, you all roll together, so you only have 2 dice.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the game.
Well, that sucks. That sounds better.
Wow.
A 1 and a 4. Oh.
You can re-roll that 4.
Reaver.
Up to 15 times.
Well, I got
unless
a 6.
You got a 1. Okay, so... You are now down to 14 rerolls left. This sucks for me. So you're able to safely pass through this long, dark, deep stairwell on the way down. And I really want to kill you and remove all these candles. Yes, there's more danger present. Roll again.
What kind of danger?
What kind of danger? It's the deep... Deep pit troll. Now, you all have never worried about this pit troll before because it's
6.
If he keeps us up, his pride might come back.
So please tell me how you deal with this pit troll.
The pit troll?
Yeah.
So he comes at me, and what I do is I've seen this kind of pit troll in my days before.
Yeah.
And I know that there is a way to make it fold into itself into a stone rock that will then just enter into the wall and be there forever. So I caress its chin and then tap on its head and then say the magic words, Aruf. And then he turns into a brick and is forever in the wall.
That was quite the evil way to deal with such a vile creature.
Well, now he's just a brick.
You continue your way down towards Envy. And I'd like to take this moment to remind everyone watching, There were two stipulations towards the return of Gauntlet. The success of you completing this goal, as well as reaching our own goal of the bar below. Every 1,000 earned apparently earns a sing-off duel between the two of us.
Ah, okay.
I could go all night.
I can as well.
You motherfucker. We will continue on this journey. There are still 10 candles left. You make your way to the doorway to Envy. Like Pride that rests before you, it's another, like, wooden door with Envy spelled in cursive above it. From the inside, you hear screams and anguish. Nothing nice, of course.
Oh, I need to get out more. I miss this sound.
We just knock, right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Some entry into your trial.
What?
Your next guests for the Envy
trial
are here.
Oh my god, why does this person sound so annoying? Anyone out there can speak for him.
Well, you're not wrong, he's really annoying.
Oh, so. Hey, what's up, Golnash?
Hey, how've you been?
What's going on? A little door opens in the wooden door. You can see through.
We see
this hideous, skinless creature. It's just like.
Is it me?
Joe, go home.
Sorry, Joe. No, but resembles skinless Joe.
Yay!
Yeah, there's others like you in hell. Okay. So you see this like skinless individual looking back through you. Yeah, what do you want?
We made a deal with the meatbag.
Yeah.
We gotta get him down to the fourth circle. He's gotta go fight Zacchaeus or something. But we want stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a contract. A deal.
It's not for free.
What's his full name?
Amantioc.
Is that your full name?
Technically, yes. I have some... I have a given title, but it's not part of my actual name.
Okay, what's your name?
Amontioc.
Like all of it?
Amontioc the Skull Giver, you might have heard before.
It's just Amontioc.
I've given it to some skulls.
Your name's just one word,
just
and you got
word,
you
like
got
Madonna.
Through, you got through Pride to here?
Yes.
That's
like
impressive.
You ever listened to Bjork?
No.
Well,
no,
give it
definitely
a shot.
Not.
Give it a shot. How about Cher?
No, but she's in here. If you want to say hi. Oh, wait,
good,
yeah,
I'm
here's...
Good.
No, I found your name. Amontioc the Suck Giver.
It should say... it should say skull.
It does. I'm fucking with you.
Okay.
Come on in.
I was like, what? No way.
Job title? Right.
So, do you go inside?
We
you
do. We go
right
in.
There?
We all go in.
Following behind you is none other than still than Malhadel, Arsenal Roy, Mexican Robin, Jar Jar, Joe the Geek, Lucid Eternity, and Jesus Christ.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
No. Jesus Christ.
No, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
As you all walk into Envy. And it's a lavish party in there.
Yeah.
Quite lavish. Lots of people dancing, frolicking, playing.
Oh, wow.
Very lush. Lots of gold. Lots of, you know, fancy arrangements. Lots of people tied up on chains that are just being beaten for no apparent reason,
yeah,
while others eat grapes and sit idly by. Only demons, of course. All the people screaming are humans and people much like yourself.
Wow, this is a pretty interesting place.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's kind of boring, though. I mean, all these people have been here for so long. They don't really scream the way they used to.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they scream loudly elsewhere.
What? Can you elaborate?
There are other...
What's a party without a hashtag song? Go, Nash.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, Golnash has something to say about Envy.
I thought we already talked about envy, but here we are again talking about the things that I have that I didn't have before. But these things are better than the ones that I have, and I want better things than the ones that I have, and I want better things than the ones that I have. I want your things. I want them now. Give them to me. Give 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 me. I want those things because they are shinier. I want those things because they're shinier.
So shiny.
I want those things because they're shinier than mine. Grass is always greener on the other side. Grass is always greener on the other side. I want your stuff. I want your stuff. I want your stuff.
Yeah, so anyway.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. You're so, you gotta be careful down here, man. I mean, this is envy and it makes sense, but you might die. So Amatsiok, the suck giver. It says here that you created, like, an entire campaign to reclaim someone else's, like, arena and, like, kind of a smear campaign. That you had, like, great hatred.
Tell us more.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, great hatred towards this other individual who had things that you didn't.
Go on.
You know.
What was this? Oh.
Hashtag Philobotomo should help hashtag sing. I think Philobotomo, fuck your name, whatever. You know, you have something to sing about it.
About envy?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh, that
growing up, all I wanted was some long, luscious hair like yours. I wish I was blonde, but instead I'm blue. I really wish I had hair like you. I dream about it all the time. I wish I could shower and do my hair at the same time.
What does that have to do with how long it is?
I'm making things up as I go.
Yeah, so. So, anyway. You like.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It says here that you were, like, exiled from your arena, and then you went on this campaign to get it back, and you were quite envious of the individual who took everything from you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, it seems to be that you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
You belong here.
Yeah.
Yes, I, you know, sometimes things change naturally and we react emotionally. And I perhaps could have been a little less envious.
Yeah, I think you owe us a song about it.
All right.
Yeah, suck giver.
Give that suck. I got the blues, you know.
Some good suck giving, come on.
Oh. Oh yeah, oh, oh yeah, Okay, let me tell you about it. Now, for many, many moons, I would have people come around. I had a purpose, I had a dream, I had a goal. But then that was taken from me. And I was just wrought with that envy, and it boiled inside. You could see it in my eyes. I felt it all the time. Even though I told myself I did it, that was just a lie. I never really even mentioned it.
didn't even tell my therapist. I lied to myself, just like I have done my whole life. But I'm not lying anymore. I was lying to myself. Oh, I was lying to myself and to others, including my therapist, Janine. But I'm not lying to Janine anymore. When I see her again, I'll tell her about it all. You know, if I get out of this hell, I will go before her and be like, oops, that was bad. And I didn't tell you, I didn't tell anyone except for these people in hell. And I regret those feelings inside, but they were just natural and I was experiencing them one at a time. But that was just a lie.
Yeah.
I was telling myself lies. I was telling myself lies. I was telling myself lies. I was filled with all that envy and that pride. But now that I have died, I will say that it's a lie.
I think I might have skipped the lust a little bit.
All right. Lobotomo, put it back in your pants. And
he's got two of them, you know. I saw it one time.
Two? Like a two-headed snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a reverse tails.
Enough for both of us.
I would have liked to have gone my entire life without ever hearing that.
You want to see it?
Welcome to hell.
He pulls up a chair. Yeah, sure, why not?
I stand in front of him and I shake it.
Are you not envious, Amantioc?
Yeah.
Do you not feel great envy?
Honestly, no. Not of this.
It appears you've passed the test.
Hey,
if you were able to not be envious of the two-headed penis, you truly are a man without envy.
I'm good.
Huh.
I'm good.
Huh.
All right, everybody. Pack up all your things.
Weren't you the suck giver? No.
We're going to move on now. We're going to move on now.
Moving on.
We're moving on. I want to get out of this room.
Hashtag Devily, golden statue of one of the gauntlet's mightiest competitors rises up out of the ground.
As you're about to leave this place of envy, you see one of the gold statues on the other side of this grand room starts to move. And it is you, Amantioc, that recognizes it as one of your great champions that you sent out onto the field every week just to die over and over and over again.
Oh, this poor soul.
Amantioc, how dare you show your face here?
Who is it?
It is I.
Wait, what was the name of some of those monsters? We canceled your show so long ago, and I forgot everything about it.
Right. The gladiators.
Yeah.
Not the.
Oh no. One of the
champions.
Yeah, one of the champions that was.
That would recur a bunch.
Yeah.
You had.
It is
Romelo
I,
Jones.
The great Calicius.
Oh no.
The Ickius.
Oh no. Goodness gracious. Hi, Calicius.
Of course, it would be I in this room. The great Calicius. The Ickius.
Ah, Calicius. Pleasure. Good to see you. How's your family?
You dare show your face here?
It wasn't really a choice. I sort of going through a hell test.
He starts rubbing his nipples for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah.
You dare show your face to Calicius?
He's not the only one that's the stickiest.
Oh, yes, the ickiest, the stickiest, for I am Calicius.
Yes, Calicius, it's been a while since we've seen each other. You seem to have made your a nice home in hell.
You took me from my ponds, my baths, my home, and banished me to hell when you left me.
I'm sorry,
I don't know why I'm still doing this.
You know what, Caligius, I never quite understood. I just chalked it up to, you know, your own choices.
Yes, they were my choices. It was I that chose to be the ickiest and the stickiest. But I did not choose to be here in hell. Oh, it was you.
I also didn't choose this, Caligius.
I will stab you. I'm going to stab you now.
And he runs forward and lunges his sword at you. I need you to roll.
Please.
I mean, are we out of dice?
I have one.
What's that?
He has one? All right, fine.
Right?
Are you down to one die? Yeah, one die.
Right.
Oh, man.
I hope you fail.
Ah, burn.
Bravo.
What's that?
Four.
Reroll?
Reroll.
Gotta get you rolling more.
Daddy needs to get out of Caligius's way. Five.
Reroll.
Roll faster. You got a one.
Oh. Oh, yes. 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 You feel his sword pierce through your skin as it penetrates you and goes deep inside.
Ah.
Yes, Caligius is now inside you.
No, I don't know.
It is I that am inside you, Amantioch.
Ah, Caligius, I pray this day would never come.
How fitting that it is I piercing you.
And a light inside you disappears. As we are now back down to 9 candles again. Oh my god, I've got to start killing you faster. You get a chance to retaliate. You are down at 9 candles. You will start back up with 9 dice.
Oh, great.
What would you like to do?
Against Caligius?
Yes.
I would like to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I would like to remind Caligius that he is one who lives for pleasure, not pain. And then why would he inflict this pain? And to remind him of who he is.
Yes.
Is this not you, Caligius?
I do love pleasure. And it gives me great pleasure to stab you. But
doesn't it give you more pleasure to go and participate in the festival of 1,000 goats?
I mean, that does sound pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I know. The goats have been asking about you.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
I do miss them.
There are 10 particular goats that you were
Roxy,
kind of in relation to.
Susan.
Yes, yes.
Jermaine.
They were like, where is Caligius? And you know what? I was like, I don't know. You know, we haven't worked together.
Yeah, you
in a
sent
really
me to hell.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got, you killed me over and over again until my soul could no longer replenish.
Over and over again. Get him.
Yeah. Look, Caligius. It was the gig at the time, and I've done some things that I wish I didn't. And trapping all of you gladiators in there.
I just got information from the chat. Apparently there was an angel given to you of your choice. So you get to kind of play GM right now and decide what happens. It's your decision. Something good towards you.
Really?
Yes.
I would like for all of the remaining trial rooms to be one room.
That's your choice.
And that I can face all of what is left in whatever needs
now,
to be done.
No, you only had one more trial room to go. You're saying all trial rooms, the all layers of hell in one room. Great, I heard it. That's what I heard. So.
It's all one room.
All of hell is now one level. You conjure up your magical.
Including Zacchaeus' level.
Okay.
All of it is now in this room.
Okay. All of hell, you conjure up your wizard powers. Walk me through it.
All right, so I swirl in my hands, and everybody sort of gets a noxious gas that swells in, knocks them all back on their feet to the point that they're not laughing and joking anymore. as suddenly my eyes turn into a glowing fire, and they burst out and start crushing that one.
Hey, Zach, we are not going to let you win. Hashtag candle.
Holy shit.
You are back up to 10 fucking candles. So please,
as I was saying, fire starts emitting from my eyes and breaking down all of the walls in the room. And even though the rocks start to fall, they build into like a comforting, large proscenium, like you're inside of the Parthenon. And it's all of a sudden just this one massive room. And all of the screaming demons that were in here just kind of freeze like gargoyles into the walls, and the lavas freeze. And there's tray past hors d'oeuvres that are really refreshing. And Calicius is now on our side, and he's totally past his issues. And all that is left is Zacchaeus and his final moment to face. And I will allow him to not be.
I think you went a little far with that.
You said.
Well, you know how you bring it together. Not necessarily. Here's the next 20 minutes.
So all of the levels through your magical spell are now on one, as you are faced with none other than wrath, none other than sloth, avarice, gluttony, and lust.
Hello, lust.
Yeah. All in one room together. This is a combination of layers of hell that have never in history been set on the same plane, for it could be an absolute catastrophe. No one knows what would happen when all of these sins come smashing together, pun intended. So,
is Judas here?
The devil himself?
No, Judas Iscariot, who is frozen in the final layer of hell.
Oh, well, we haven't got there yet.
Oh. Hashtag angel. All the demons that have been following have been swayed by a multi-ox actions. Each and every one of them follow his orders now.
So that includes you three.
Okay. Oh. Hey, boss.
Hey, guys.
I feel strange.
I will
do whatever you want.
Anything.
Anything.
Fucking anything.
What is this?
We got a new master now.
A portal opens up as Mephisto himself appears before you.
What is happening here?
My
realm is being destroyed right before me.
Well, don't you feel too sad about it. There are so many other hells that other souls will just have to go to other places, and yours will be forgotten and not even written about.
Roll. Roll, roll, roll.
Six. Lost one. Yeah, I have one succeed. One succeed.
And how many ones?
One.
One, gone, and one success?
Yes.
And you remember that was 10 dice and not 9? Great. You still succeed. So the devil goes to shoot a ball of fire at you as you dump. You kind of jump out of the way, dodging it as you continue speaking to the devil in such a way.
I kind of lean out. I kind of like casually just sort of go like, oops.
You will perish this day, wizard. Zacchaeus, I consider this your responsibility. You brought this foul beast here. Vanquish him. Remove him from my realm. And then it will be you that has to clean up this. This is disgusting. This is an absolute disgusting mess. You're going to mop this out.
Yes, feel free. Vanquish me if you please, Zacchaeus. I have died many, many times.
Zacchaeus, sitting in the middle of all of this, stands up. Well, I see it's I that meet you face to face once again, Amontillado.
Once more. Yes, it's almost like karaoke night was just a few hours ago.
Yes, well, funny you should mention that, for I will now challenge you to another duel.
What do you say? What do you say, Legion of all demons except for Zacchaeus in this hell dimension that all follow my orders now? Do you think we should accept?
Whatever you say, boss.
Whatever you want,
boss. You know what? Just for funsies, I say we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun things.
You know what, Zacchaeus, you go first. Or do I go first?
You go first.
Oh, I'm going first? All right.
You got a lot to tell you what to do.
Some say that death is final. And I say that I don't give a damn about a death. You can kill me again and again, but my energy, it is bigger than that. Cause it will come back, you cannot defeat the energy. It is like a swelling soul, it is like an endless flame. It is born again, it is born again, it is born again. You can't defeat my soul, it burns like an endless flame. It'll come back again and again and again and again. Yeah, that's right, Zacchaeus. You think that you can do this, you think that you're the best, but you're not. You're just a dude in a hell dimension trying to hang out like this. And did I mention that Mephisto? I don't even really give a fuck about you. You can come and try to step to me, but now you are my ally. You are just my lackey, and that is what's going on. Go back to Zacchaeus. Yes. That's right. And these are my friends, these are demons. Count them a million at my side. And you can call this envy, you can call this pride. But now let's go through one by one. Maybe I can defeat all the things in front of me. I got this lust, yeah, sometimes it's a thing. But I'm sorry about that too, oops, oops. Now what about wrath? Yeah, it's okay to, this is okay to do this, that'll do it again. Alright, I got that wrath. There are times that I caused a bloodbath. And that's on me, I accept this. Put that on the list, cross it off the list. All right, gluttony. I am a man who likes gluttony. Every now and then I like to eat cheese. Sometimes an entire block of cheese. There was this one whole time I made a demon out of cheese. And then I killed him just to feel pleased. And then I ate him on a pizza. And then I felt sick for a week. And it was gross and I never did that again. And that's the night that I realized that I shouldn't do that. That was too far. I should not eat cheese like that, gluttony.
Yes,
so that's
yes,
wrath,
yes,
gluttony.
Yes.
Boss, what about sloth?
Sloth.
Oh, yes, sloth.
All right, sloth,
yes,
sloth. Oh.
Yeah.
You know there are days when you want to walk up, when you want to take away. But there also are some times where you want to just be so lazy and float down the river. There was a time that I fell asleep. And I could not even remember that I was doing that until I was woken up and fought by Xantash. And then he killed me. And then I said no. And you know what? That was deadly that day. I was too lazy. I made an enemy. And he followed me around. And you know that he was always in the army of Crate the Kiss Raptop. But you know that he always tried to get on top. But then I put him down. I cut his head off. It was no longer on top. And that was a bad day of sloth. And I try not to be unnecessarily lazy, but sometimes you must rest yourself. Sometimes you must be relaxed in order to recharge your batteries. But that doesn't mean to sit around all day and watch TV.
Yes, that was impressive.
Zuckerberg, you're the best.
But have you ever heard of Supertramp?
Yeah, great. Great group.
Yeah.
70s
yeah.
group? really hot on Guitar Hero, I think.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to throw back Supertramp.
Good luck.
This is a 5-minute long song. With a 14-bar intro.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Here. I give them all hot dogs.
Oh, thanks, boss.
Can you guys hear music? Because I can't hear anything.
I hear
I
music.
Do. Yeah, we do.
It's very
oh,
light.
Lucas, I can't hear that.
There it is.
I didn't get hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I shouldn't like this, but I do.
He's gonna ruin it in a minute, so just enjoy it now.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's back.
Yeah, see, you came into my house. The devil's house. So you think you're a Romeo? Playing a part in a picture show. Take the long way home. Well, take the long way home. 'Cause you're the joke of the neighborhood. Why should you care if you're feeling good? Take the long way home. Well, take the long way home. But there are times that you feel you're part of the scenery. All the greenery.
Even though I can't stop it either.
It's coming down, boy. And when your wife seems to think you're part of the future, oh, it's peculiar. She used to be so nice. When lonely days turn to lonely nights, you take a trip to the city lights. Take the long way home. Take the long way home. You never see what you want to see. Forever playing through the gallery. Take the long way home. You take the long way home. When you're up on the stage, it's so unbelievable. Oh, unforgettable. How they adore. Wife seems to think you're losing your sanity. Oh, calamity. Is there no way out? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Play it out, saxophone. Yeah. You hear that? That's super tramp. That's not made up music.
All the demons are dancing in support, including me.
All music's made up.
Right?
This isn't just some whiffy waffy stuff. It's like
good job, Zacchaeus! Woo! Everybody clap for him! Yeah!
Yeah. Doesn't feel
oh, he's still going! It's still happening!
Why is it still
happening?
Oh,
I don't know.
It has to be for you to grow. When you look through the years and
yeah.
See what you
could
have been. Oh, what you might have been. Have a time. So when the day comes to settle down, who's to blame if you're not around? Take the long way home. Take the long way home.
Take the long way home.
Yeah, take a break.
Take the long way home.
Take the long way home. Take the long way home. Take the long way home. You take the long way home. You got it. Supertramp, right? Supertramp. You all feel me on this. Hell, come on, hell, you feel me on this. I think I rest my case.
Boo!
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 Hiss! Hiss!
Well, the backup singer was okay.
Yeah. They were killing it.
Supertramp is the superior form of music.
Boo!
Nah, not about that.
Nah.
What do you say, all of hell?
Boo!
I tried to raise them to be not booers.
Hashtag angel. That song battle was a movie. Zacchaeus' heart grew 3 sizes that day and he opts to grant Amandiok 1 wish. If that's too strong, then Ghost Rider shows up to help our heroes.
Oh, hey, if that one part's too strong, Ghost Rider shows up. Well, what the fuck? This isn't even Tin Candles anymore. They have... They have over 40 rerolls.
Can I roll for everybody to have health smoothies?
Wait, that's what you want?
No, that's not the wish. That's a
no,
roll.
No, that's what you wanted.
No, that's not the wish.
That's the wish?
I have to say I wish. I didn't say I wish.
So what are you rolling for?
For everybody to have health smoothies for the wish. That they're all watching on going... While I wish.
Okay, roll for that. This is so stupid.
Six.
I don't know, I'm feeling
kind of
thirsty.
Oh, two sixes.
Yeah. And how many ones?
Parched.
One.
One, one.
Wow. One, one's gone.
I'm going to make you roll for Diet. Each person Coke. That gets a smoothie.
All right, you, so they each get one.
No, just like one, just one right now. Oh. So that's one smoothie.
Oh, great.
Mango.
How many ones?
And three more.
Three
no
more ones.
Ones. No yeah. ones.
So that's just, no, each successful roll is just one smoothie.
Great. Then you guys have them. Everybody else can just be envious.
So it's just these two?
Yes. No, no. And,
oh, you get one more roll for Blix.
One more for Blix.
I yep, want, yep, I yep. want mango.
And a mango smoothie for Blix. And
yeah.
two ones. Oh, three ones.
Oh,
great. So how
there.
Many total dice are we down to now?
I have one, two, three, five.
Okay. Well, all right. So what's your wish?
I wish.
Thank you. Thank you.
For music to be restored to the realms.
Whoa! Oh, oh, my thing. All right.
But if
why didn't we think out these incentives?
I mean,
you were blinded by Super Tramp.
Blinded by Super Tramp.
And for some reason, the devil reappears.
Yeah!
Hold up, hold up. I heard that entire last song battle, and I think I have a right to say, as Satan himself, Super Tramp is shit.
Yeah!
Yeah! It's absolute shit, okay?
Yeah!
If I want to listen to harmonies, I'm going to listen to the Beach Boys, not that crap. I hereby grant all music be returned to the realms where it is not something hell should have any right to dictate.
All right. We did it, guys.
To celebrate, we should all sing a song together.
What?
I have the perfect song.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I can still
yeah,
hear
any screaming. Minute now.
Music has been restored to the realms.
Yeah!
And this is the song everyone hears across all eternity.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from
any other guy.
I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and hurt you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell you lies and hurt you.
We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and hurt you. Never gonna take you back. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell you lies and hurt you. Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna run around and hurt you. Never gonna take you back.
Never gonna say goodbye.
long enough.
Never gonna give, never gonna give, never gonna give.
Never
gonna give,
everybody.
Never gonna give, never gonna give,
never gonna give.
We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. I just wanna tell you how I feel. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna take you down. Never gonna run around.
Thank you.
Music has been restored to all the realms.
Goodness gracious.
To Earth. To Hyper RPG.
And to
Rick Rolling 7,000 people on the Twitch front page.
Good.
10 hours of elaborate musical all leading to that one moment.
I've sat in this chair for a while.
That was great.
I have no more to the show. That's like hooray. I have no more.
That, okay,
bye. I don't have the
GM power.
Hooray.
When someone's like, you have GM powers, I'm like, well, oops.
Epilogue?
So,
what happened to Zacchaeus?
Zacchaeus disappeared, fried. He's dead. He's dead.
He doubled, was destroyed. He hell died?
He could only hear Supertramp. Any other music destroyed his eardrums. And his head exploded. So he's dead.
And what happened to Blix?
What happened to Blix, Blix?
I think I found some other horn in the hell, but it wasn't the right one after a while.
Yes. Yes.
Would
okay.
You?
What happened to the rest of you, I guess? Why not? Why not? Why not? It's not like we had a show to do or to keep raising money. Just fuck it. Just destroy and achieve your goal 30 minutes before the show's supposed to end. Fuck it, it doesn't matter. It's all whatever.
Can we get a group dance off?
What?
Everybody in the studio.
What?
Yeah. Old school hyper RPG style.
What? Coming up next is Night of 1000 Songs. Chris, how are you doing this?
Gauntlet Grog.
So because you restored music back to the realms, I am allowing the Night of 1000 song to continue. So we will be doing improv music where members of Hyper RPG, including Matt and Chris and Branson, will be doing improvisational songs of topics of your choice in the chat room. And that's going to be starting, hopefully, really, you're already pretty much set up, right? What kind of, do you guys want to use the headset so you can hear everything? That might be better than the mics. So that's going to be a pretty quick changeover. Stick around. We'll be right back for Night of 1000 Songs.
We won 10 candles.
And then,
you won 10 candles.
Get out.